The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
John serenades a contestant. America's favorite couple gets in a bit of a spat on stage. We've got some epic four chair turns. This is season 17, episode 5 and 6 of The Voice. Let's hit it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That is right. Let's let that buzz begin on The Voice After Show. Woo! Wow, these were some epic, epic episodes. Guys, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk about it. But I want to introduce my host first. We've got Nima in the house, a singer, songwriter. Tell them what's up, girl.
Hey.
All right, and we finally have our last panelist to round us out. We're all three going to be with you now. From this point on, this is Shiksha, and she is a Bali fusion choreographer and dancer. Say
yes.
Hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to finally be here.
Yes,
and be
happy
here
to have
you guys talking about The Voice.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we are so excited to talk about this. Both of these episodes that were extremely epic, in my opinion. But we also have some great segments coming up. We've got Nima hitting us with that Where Are They Now? We're going to go back and see the contestants from other seasons. We've also got some hot news and gossip, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But I want to just get in our overall thoughts of the episode to just start us out. Nima, hit it with us.
Yeah, so first of all, I have to say, this was one of my favorite episodes. Well, episode 5 and 6, but specifically episode 6. We haven't got there yet. I liked it because I felt like in the beginning it was moving a little slow, but of course,
yes,
whenever you have the blind auditions, everything is going to move slow because they're just trying to go through the process of elimination. But it was so many great soulful singers, so much emotions. Not even that. The stories behind the singers had me crying.
Exactly.
So.
Yep.
I thought it was a great episode, too. It was really fun to see the contestants this episode. And I especially loved the judges and how they were fighting with each other.
Always fighting.
Mom and Dad were fighting. And, it was just really great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there were a lot of great moments. So I just want to go ahead and start it right out with episode 5. And we started out with a 3-chair turn. And that was Joanna Martinez. Or is it Joanna Martinez, 15 years old, from Miami, Florida. She won Most Likely to Win the Voice in high school. So she's saying, "Call Out My Name" by The Weeknd. I really loved, I'll just go ahead and start right into it. I really, really loved her. I loved the moment when they started turning the chairs. Her mom was like, she like literally like, something horrible had happened, but something great had happened. And John said that was a near perfect performance, and Blake was like, "No, I'm sorry, but that was perfect." I thought she was a beautiful, powerful belter, very Broadway like. She ended up going with Team Blake. I thought he had an amazing pitch to her because she initially said that she really wanted to go with Kelly. So, what are your thoughts on her?
I think she was really, really good. I did kind of feel a little bit like John. I loved her voice. I think that she did a great job, but it didn't really move me a lot. It just seemed like she was a little safe.
Yeah.
You know, because of course, like, you can tell when a person can actually sing, but sometimes they're just being safe. So again, I think that she's a great singer. I just think she was playing it safe for me.
I think that it was her age too, because she's mm-hmm. so young, and we've seen a lot of contestants right. come up now sense. That have had a little more age on them that we can really feel their story. But yeah, what did you think?
Yeah, she was so cute. I liked her. She was young and excited. I thought she was adorable. I thought she was pretty good. I wasn't blown away by mm-hmm. her voice, but she was pretty good. Right. I thought it was interesting that Blake was saying she was perfect, and John said no, she was near perfect, and so there was that little back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of agreed with John, though. He was near okay. perfect.
Yeah.
Not perfect.
Yeah. Though. I definitely agree more with Blake, but I think that just with more experience and more experience under her belt, she's going to
definitely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's finale. Definitely going to go far, I feel, in this competition, but she's really got to get that grit and stop closing her eyes.
Yes.
Right, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So getting into our next contestant, we had Brooke Stevenson, and she sang Let Him Fly by Patty Griffin. She was a country singer, three-chair turn, mm-hmm. ultimately going with Team Kelly. Thoughts?
I think she was good.
Yeah, I feel like it started really... This episode felt like it started slow.
It did kind of start slow for me. She did a good job. She just did a good job for me.
Yeah, a lot of country singers right. in this episode, too.
Even though there are a lot of country singers, I feel like every voice... they do have a lot of country singers, but I feel like every country singer has just a different tone.
Yeah.
I liked her again, but I don't know. It just wasn't enough to move me. But she did a great job.
No, I hear you.
I thought she was really good. I thought she was better than Joanna, personally. Mm-hmm. So she was good. I liked her story, personally, that she right. quit sales to pursue singing. And I thought that was really inspiring, just as somebody who's had to quit the corporate side of things to follow a creative side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought that was pretty cool because she's doing it, you know. Yeah, and I think Kelly will be really good for her.
For sure.
Personally.
Yeah. Kelly has, like, that balance between soul and country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we see that a lot with performers who don't take that leap.
Right.
You know, because they're too scared. It's not a secure life. It's not a secure job. And there's always these what ifs. And so, I mean, I know I'm personally glad I never... I said, you know what? Screw it. I don't care if I don't make any money. I'm just going to go out. I'm just going to do it. So props to Brooke for doing that. I wrote down here that, you know, Kelly said she was a storyteller. Mm-hmm. Kelly and Blake. Oh, I said it was funny because they were just really going at it. And then Blake was like, do you have a mute button? So,
yeah,
they were.
They were fighting the whole time.
Definitely talk about the judges' fights because their fights are always funny.
I also really liked her hat and her necklace. I thought she looked
her fashion.
Good style.
She was dressing like a star.
That voice wardrobe department, they said, that's the outfit you're gonna wear. Send us your options and that's the outfit. Because it was great. I will say, yeah, she didn't blow me away, but it's just her voice, more of a smooth, like, storyteller type of a voice. But she's great. She's mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Going on to our next contestant that was pretty amazing. Blake Shelton thought he was pretty amazing because he actually sang one of Blake Shelton's songs.
Which was such a great strategy.
Yes. Zach Bridges, very shy guy. Not definitely out of his element, but I don't know.
I don't really know if I thought he was shy. To me, I feel like he had this confidence, like, listen, I'm going to go out on stage, I'm going to sing Blake's song, and he's going to choose me. And that's literally what happened. Like, I felt like that's what he did.
Yeah.
I thought he was okay. He's cute, though. I thought he was really cute and definitely cute. Marketable. But he wasn't the best singer, personally. I thought it was funny that Gwen turned around last minute just to fight with Blake on a guy who's singing his song.
That was so funny.
Yeah. So
you guys remember the emotional story that Blake told about the song that he made. Which I thought that that was a great opportunity for Blake to be able to find a way to connect with him.
To connect with him, yeah.
Right, like, that was a great connection. Because sometimes you don't know... Of course, like, we always hear songs, we don't understand the story behind why each song, you know, singer... Or for that fact, songwriter makes the song, but I love the fact that Blake found a way to be able to connect with him. So we know that Blake's probably going to give him a lot more of his songs because he likes him singing it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Zach would... I don't know. He was not my favorite, for sure. I just was not blown away by his voice.
I get it.
I thought he was cute, and I...
It's not enough.
I don't know. The song, for me, I needed more of a range.
Right.
You know, sure. I think Blake turned because...
That's his song.
That's his song. Like you can't not turn okay, when like, somebody how, sings your song. And John, so how John won't turn. He won't. But John won't turn. He said, you're going to sing my song, then you better... He doesn't come even, because John has said multiple times in the show, he's like, when some people sing my song, he's very critical. So I just like, I wrote down here, I don't think Blake really wanted to turn.
You don't think he did?
No, I don't. I just didn't, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just
thinking. I mean, I almost kind of feel like maybe it's a little rude if you don't turn around.
I know, I kind of felt like it was more of a, and then Gwen just kind of did that at the end just to be like, but.
Yeah, but John didn't turn for his song, like you said, so. Well, he didn't have to turn.
Well, no, I know he didn't have to turn, but I just feel like he, I don't know.
Felt pressure.
I mean, but there are times when somebody has sung John's song and he did turn around.
That's true. I don't know.
He's real critical,
Zach, you're
though.
So great. Zach, you were still great, but not my favorite, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Hopefully he'll, you know, sing more.
Surprise us.
Surprise us. Yeah. Exactly. A contestant, their next contestant, that she surprised me for sure. That was Ellie Mae, and she sang Merry so Go adorable. Round. Yeah. I really liked her.
Me too.
I thought she deserved a little bit more chair. She only had one chair. She ended, and that was Blake. I think that's a perfect fit for her. She's clearly a country singer. I really just enjoyed her voice. It was very soothing.
Absolutely.
I think that her biggest problem was her stage presence. She seemed very disconnected. So what were your thoughts on her?
I wrote that she had a very beautiful voice. She did sound angelic. Her voice did break just a little bit, but I love the fact how she pulled through. And, of course, we know that she ended up being Team Blake, so... Mm-hmm.
I thought she was so sweet, you know, and you're right, she wasn't as confident on the stage, but she grew up on a farm, not performing in front of big people. Right. So I understand that, and I think that that just comes with more experience, so we'll get that.
Absolutely.
But she had the voice, you know, and I love that song. It's Casey Musgraves. I just love that song.
I love Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, and so when they sing a song that I personally really love, it's hard for me to really... you know, like it, like, when somebody else sings it, but I did for her. I loved her. She was great.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's gonna go extremely far, but I do think that, I don't know. I just really liked her.
Yeah, I was just happy for her, you know?
I was happy for her. She really touched me. Next contestant that we had was Jesse Lawrence, who sang All or Nothing. Actually, I'm sorry, we had one more person before that. That was Callie Lee, who sang No Excuses, who didn't get any chairs. I have a lot of opinions on this one.
Yeah, I was... So, again, the stories behind... I'm almost say, I feel like sometimes the voice gives us certain stories just so we can feel a certain kind of way because they know how the performance is going to go.
Yeah.
But she sounded very nervous to me. And I kind of liked her voice, but it's like her nerves were really overshadowing the fact that she could sing.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think that it was a great performance at all.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, her story was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, one, I loved her jacket, full of rhinestones. I thought that was great. But I didn't love her performance. She had great energy. She was kicking, and she had great energy. She was a great performer. And I think just with more training...
Right, for
she
sure.
She could be good.
Yeah.
You know, but she's just not there yet.
Yeah, I wrote down here, you know, John had said it was a bit too staccato, jumping around way too much. That's what I thought. When I was watching it, I was like, where is she going?
It's like, is she singing background, like, front ground?
Well, yeah. I literally had no idea where the song was going. And then when she, at the end, when she was going, like, she did, like, a jump up into her falsetto. And I was just, I don't know. It
just
and no, you know, no disrespect. I just didn't... I just couldn't follow it. I couldn't follow the performance. So I felt really bad for her because I know that I can understand how you get to a certain point like that. She, you know, she's working in fast food restaurant, getting to this point. That's absolutely amazing and more power to her. And hopefully she just continues to keep going and reaching for her dreams. But I mean, I can only imagine how scary it can be on that stage.
Yeah, it has to be super scary.
She had talent. She just needs more control and training.
I mean, but I think most of these contestants do have talent. It just really determines on where they are. Like how are they singing the song? Like, what are they conveying? Mm-hmm. I think that that's what really matters. Because if that person couldn't sing and if they were absolutely horrible, I don't think that they would have gotten at least this close. Because, I mean, even before you get onto The Voice, I think that you do have to audition a little bit before you actually get to actually be on the blind audition.
Yeah, so. No, you do.
Right.
You do. So just like American Idol with her
right.
being multiple
So, like,
rounds.
All these people did a great job. I just think that, again, when you get on the stage, you don't really know how things are going to turn out for you, you know, until you get there. So.
Exactly. So our next contestant was Jesse Lawrence, who sang All or Nothing, which I love this song. So I personally enjoyed his performance. Right. He only had one chair. It was Team Gwen. But I really loved him. And I loved that Gwen
his
said...
His energy was amazing.
Yeah. I love that Gwen said there was something genuine in your voice that captivated me. And that's true, because he is so genuine. He was so sweet. Yeah. So,
I mean, and even knowing his story, how he said he came from a foster background youth. Mm-hmm. And for him to get out there and sing that song, All or Nothing, it wasn't just a song for him. It was really more of a story about how he grew up, you know, in like a foster youth home and just really, really trying to deal with the reality of like not having his parents there. So I think that that's really what he kind of poured into the performance, and that's why we felt his heart. So
for sure, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Team Gwen.
I thought he was good. I liked the friend screaming with excitement on the side.
God, that was amazing.
He had such a hard childhood, so
yeah.
You know, the mom didn't want him or something. So the fact that his friend was there supporting him, screaming for him, that was so amazing to see.
It was.
He was good. I liked him. I just
you weren't
I was,
sold.
I wasn't sold. He wasn't my
favorite,
no. But he was good. I did not love... Kelly said that she didn't turn around because she was waiting for a female voice, and I just don't think that that's fair to just say, okay, well, he's male. Not going to do it. But I love Kelly, and
well, I mean,
trust her judgment.
Where she's
I just
from.
Yeah, I get it. I trust her judgment. I just... You know, to
yeah, you
say
like
that to the contestant was like,
oh yeah,
I mean, it gets. I'm sure it just
gets. It is kind of bad, but I mean, but it's also pressure for them too.
I would be so annoyed if I got to that point and they were like, yeah, I really want a male, you know, and I'm like, well,
exactly.
You were amazing. I totally would have turned, but I actually want a male. Like, I'm gonna be like, okay, well,
yeah.
But you know what? Like, but that's what happens in the audition where like, oh, you have great talent, but I was just looking for somebody that was a little bit taller.
Yeah. I hate that when it gets to the end of this
like
competition.
The reality, you know,
when
it's
it gets to the end
of
this competition,
yeah.
Right.
So, and I don't know how they work it like this, and
is it just luck?
Yeah. So, not really sure. I think. Just moving on to our next contestant, and I feel like this is where it actually kind of turned more so for me into a better direction, and that was Brennan Henson, who sang Riptide. I said that I loved his voice.
He was really good.
Two chairs, Gwen and Blake. I said Gwen doing the typical, then they do this location thing. It cracks me up. Ultimately went with Team Gwen. This was when, she got a little flirty. This one, she got a little flirtay.
Yes.
And Blake was like, whoa. But
I'm
anyway,
sitting here.
Yeah. I really enjoyed him. What about you?
Yeah, I really, really like him. Again, for me, it was a hard battle, like, watching, like, the first couple of people, you know, like, down to this point.
Yes.
Just because, again, like I said, I feel like it was going a little slow, but this gentleman did a great job. I actually put that he was one of my favorites. He had a very nice voice, and he gives me a very John Mayer feel,
yes.
You know, because I do like John Mayer. I'm a big fan of John Mayer, so he kind of gave me a John Mayer feel, and he also had a little bit of soul in there, so I actually really loved Brennan Henson.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites, too.
Yep.
He was one of my favorites.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I loved him. He was on his guitar, and I really liked him. I like that he already knew he wants to be a rock star, and that's why he wanted Gwen from the beginning. That was pretty cool. Like, he knows what he wants, which is pretty mm-hmm. cool. And he rocked it on his guitar. I loved it. It was so great.
Yeah. Like when they get out there and play their instrument, you're like, okay.
We'll okay.
See.
Yes.
So you have multi-talents.
Yes. Well, the next contestant that we got to who definitely... is someone to look out for, I feel like, and that's Jared Herzog, and he sang Speechless, three-chair turn, ooh, ultimately going with Team John.
Yes.
So I wrote down here, this is where they got a little funny. Gwen said, if you pick me, you get Blake. And then John was like, well, if you pick me, you get Chrissy. You can come over for dinner.
Yes. I love that. I loved it.
So I really enjoyed him. I think he's definitely someone to look out for to go pretty far.
Absolutely. I mean, Jared was so good. He sung the song Speeches, and let me tell you, it was almost like a beautiful whisper. You know, anybody can get out on the stage and sing big and boisterous, but there's something about a person that just takes their time whenever they sing a song, so you can be able to hear the cadence and the flow. And he gave us a very R&B kind of groove. The song, of course, I think it's more of like a pop song, but he gave more of a soulful sound
Dan
to
and
it.
Shay.
And I loved his tone. His tone was very different. And I just always love when the artist is able to take a song and make it their own style and just give you their own feeling of the song.
So, exactly.
And that's exactly what Jared did. Again, right after Brennan, which was one of my favorites, he did a great job. So shout out to Jared.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I was speechless.
He was so good. I think he was one of my absolute favorites. I love that it was the girlfriend that pushed him to do it. And he wasn't even going to do it. It was a gift for his girlfriend for Valentine's Day. I thought that was pretty interesting. But he was amazing. They were fighting so hard for him. And that's how you know somebody's that good.
Yeah.
When they fight that hard.
And they sure were fighting. Unfortunately for our next contestant, he wasn't really getting fought over very hard.
Yeah.
And he ultimately didn't get any chair turns.
Yeah.
This was Clayton Cow, who sang Just Friends. I put that he was rifting a little bit all over the place. Good voice, just not a standout. John said he had a great voice and a tone. Kelly said, I needed longer notes and more versatility. So they just needed more. So, I mean,
I think, honestly, you can tell how much work someone puts into something by how they perform it. And I just think that what was missing to me was the fact that he didn't know where to take the song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like maybe he spent enough time in actually preparing for the song. I think that he had a great voice and he definitely could have been able to pull it off, but he didn't tap into the artistry of finding a creative way of bringing a style to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because I mean, it's Just Friends. It's a music soul child, very, very neo soul. So it's very difficult in terms of how you can actually take the song, but if you know how to do that as an artist, how to be very, very artistic, you can take the song and like blend it up. But again, he was singing back front. It was just kind of all over the place. So I don't think that maybe he spent enough time in actually putting effort into his performance, you know? Because it just kind of, I mean, like even after he got through singing, he was like, okay, well, thank you very much. He was ready to get off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think he had a great voice. But also we see that with the voice, it's not just about having a great voice. You also have to have
the preparation.
Some type of style, preparation, and artistry has to be there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he was okay. I loved his beginning. He had really cool sound effects. I don't know if you guys remember that. He did some really cool sound effects.
Yeah, he was doing like a little beatboxing.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, this is going to be really good. And then it just wasn't that great. So
these competitions are a lot harder than what we think they are.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
But before we get into our next contestant, Nima, I just want you to tell our After Buzzers how much we appreciate them.
Yes. First of all, we'd like to thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. Right now, we could use your help. If you are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. But not just that, also subscribe. But if you're also listening through iTunes, give us a 5-star ratings. But no matter what you do, make sure that you leave us a comment, because without your comments, we would not be here. Myself, Rach, and my Bollywood girl would not be here, or even After Buzz TV without your comments. So please continue to keep commenting. Watch this show and every other show on our platform. We love you.
Yes, girl, we do. We love you guys. We love your comments, everything. So leave it for us so we can talk back with you.
Yes.
I want to get into our next contestant. This, for me, is the dark horse. This, for me, is someone that's going to go real far. She only got one chair turn. This is a Team Kelly. I think that she is going to be a dark horse in this competition.
Yes.
She reminds me of Presley Tennant from last year a little bit, just with the fact that she only got one chair last year, and she was one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, yeah.
So I really
Presley
like this
so
girl.
Good.
I really like this girl. I think that she deserved way more than one chair. So that's my view.
You know, honestly, I liked her. First of all, let's talk about her story. She auditioned for The Voice mm-hmm. 7 times, and her 7th time, she actually made it. So talking about putting your heart and your effort and your soul into something and not giving up, I'm just
She's
happy
amazing.
Of
you
the
took
fact
what
that
I was
going to
say.
I'm so sorry. Listen, I'm not really into the show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I just love the fact how she just really didn't give up, and she... you know, she was going to get in there until she finally got it, and she did. And I also love the story of her father. You know, she talked about how he came from Honduras, a very, very poor country, and he worked very hard. So, you know, the hard work that her father instilled into her is what she put into her performance, and we definitely saw that tonight. Mm-hmm, or yesterday. For sure. Yesterday night.
Yes, she was so inspiring. Oh my goodness. To audition 7 times and only then get in. She never got past the open call, and only this is the first time she got
it's
through.
Crazy.
Yes, I was so happy that Kelly turned for her, because I was like, you got this, come on. I was cheering her on, because that's perseverance and not giving up. That's not,
right.
That's not,
yeah,
nothing
easy.
Small. I mean, that's really hard to do. So, right. Yeah, I love her. For yeah. that reason alone.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, and she had a good voice.
Yeah, I love her too. Great story. Great story, great voice. Definitely somebody I think we're going to be looking out for. Our next contestant that we could possibly be looking out for too, that was Ooh. Matt New, who sang
Loved
Sunflower.
Yes.
3-chair turn, John Kelly and Gwen. John pushed very late, which was actually very surprising, considering he usually pushes, I feel like, midway. Most
yeah. He'll push at the end sometimes.
Alternative sound encompasses a lot of different genres, which is what they kept saying. Gwen always talking.
She's going through her actual notes of what she said.
I'm like, what did I say? I said Gwen is always talking about personality. I'm like, okay, girl. Okay, I get the personality bit, but I don't know. Anyways,
you are not Team Gwen.
I would not. If I was on The Voice, I'd definitely go for Team Kelly. But ultimately, went with John, of course. So.
Listen, I put that he was really cool. I love the cadence of his voice. It was very soft and beautiful. His range was great. Had a lot of control. And I love the fact how he actually asked his family, hey, excuse me, who should I choose? So I always love a man that can sing and that can just always put family first. So.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he had his sons come on the stage
so
with
cute.
Him. It was so cute. And then he asked his family. He's truly a family man. And I loved that about him. I think John's a good fit for him.
Absolutely.
Especially because he wants to do the soul pop thing. I think John will be a really great fit.
And
for
Kelly
him,
was
so.
Like, ooh, is this your wife? She's hot.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, I loved it. And to get in our last contestant to round out episode 5. That
second
was
to last. Monty.
Second to, we had Monty. That's
yes.
right. Go ahead.
So,
Monty,
here's the thing. So, Monty starts, okay, first of all, The Voice has been doing this, let's start in the dark, just to kind of, like, I guess change the mood
yes.
of the show, whatever. So, we have this gentleman, Monty, who sung the song Remedy, and if anybody knows Remedy, Remedy is one of, like, one of those old, like, rock and roll songs, and he did a good job. I just felt like it just wasn't The Voice material.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he would be great on stage, like, doing a performance, but as far as a contest, like there wasn't much. His voice was so edgy that you couldn't really tell, like, the cadence or like the tone or, like, you know, the range that he had, because it was just too edgy for me.
I mean, I loved the gravel to his voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
He definitely had this nice gravel to him. I did feel like he went off key a couple of times.
A lot.
It was a little all over the place. But
that's what I wrote. He had a really cool rasp in his voice, and I loved that. But he was kind of all over the place, and that's exactly what all the judges said, is that he was all over the place, but he had great energy. He had good style with his vest and stuff. He looked pretty trendy, but
yeah,
I don't know. Just
come back next year, Monty.
Yeah, come back next year.
And sing a different song.
Yes. Alright, so now
Ricky!
Our last contestant of the night, our only 4-chair turn of the night.
Oh, he was so
Ricky
good.
Duran, Austin, Texas.
Texas.
Really, really sad backstory, but very inspiring as well. Mm-hmm. Mother passed away. Mm-hmm. His father committed suicide. And every time he performs, he feels like he gets closer to his parents. A 4-chair turn. Beautiful vibrato, I wrote down. You can really hear the pain in his voice. Ultimately mm-hmm. going with Team Blake. This is a big win for Team Blake because this guy is going to go far.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Again, like I said, those stories kind of always set us up to be able to really receive. And first of all, he sung the song called River. And just the words of the song relate so much to what he had been going through, you know, with losing his parents. And because he said that he went through a very, very dark time. So I think that Ricky put so much heart and passion into the song. And it just, that's why he got a 4-chair turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was amazing. amazing. He was so great. It is a really big win for Blake. He was a storyteller. Kelly said he was a great storyteller. She liked that about him. And it's true. You really felt something when he was singing. You felt what he was feeling, the story he was telling, which was amazing. He's going to go far.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Let's get right into episode 6, guys. We have got Miracle Holloway, age 44, singing When I Was Your Man. And she changed her name, actually. She changed her name to Miracle because of what she had been through in her life with domestic violence, using substances, and she thinks this is my second chance. She had two chairs, Gwen and Blake. I loved her raspy tone. I said it was almost like it almost sounded like she was losing her voice.
Yeah.
But I love singers that can do that, and then you're just like, wait, they actually have an amazing voice.
It's like a beautiful whisper.
Yes, John said, I can feel the pain in your voice. Kelly, quit. Oh, never mind on that one. But anyways, went Team Gwen. I thought she was great.
Yeah, I thought she did a great job. The cadence of her voice was amazing, and of course, she sung with a lot of passion and heart. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't my favorite, actually. I thought she started strong, the middle was weak, and then she ended stronger. And I mean, everybody was loving her, and I'm like, she's okay.
She's an acquired taste for sure, I think, for people. So it'll be interesting to see how far she gets, because I definitely think she's an acquired taste for some people. Ricky Brady, though, who was our next contestant, one of my absolute favorites,
sang
the story,
tonight.
Nashville, Tennessee. Church Boy recently had come out. His family was very accepting, thank God, because we're in this day and age where that doesn't always happen. So thank God that they were accepting. Love his voice. Amazing range, three chairs, John, Gwen, and Blake. He's a gospel singer, you could tell. I wrote down here he could be, as you said, we could be on Broadway doing Jesus Christ.
When he first opened up his mouth, I was like, Broadway. Yes. Like, that's all I could just hear. Because he has a lot of like vibrato, and his voice carries and is so strong. So, yeah, he was actually one of my favorites.
Yes.
Yeah, he had really great control. He went up to high note. He really did have a Broadway voice. The minute he started singing, and I'm like, Broadway all the way. Then Kelly said, why don't you have a theater background? It sounds like you should.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be one of the... He's going to go far.
He's a top contender. Sure. This episode really gave us a lot of top contenders, I feel like. So this is another big win from Team Blake. I feel like Blake got two really big wins. So shout out to Blake. You're killing it.
He's trying.
Our next contestant.
Damali.
Military high school singing Ocean Eyes. Kelly turned the last minute, which she probably did that because Gwen, and I feel like, is constantly turning... Right,
I think it was more maybe like a competition, like, no,
I'm going to do this right in the last minute. Wild voice. Kelly said she was very tasteful in her selections, which I agree. Ultimately, Team Kelly, only turn. I don't know how far she's going to go, but I really loved her voice. Really?
Yeah, she was very, very angelic. I'm sorry.
No.
She was very angelic and youthful. I mean, the song, honestly, was a little too safe for me. But again, you know,
I agree.
She's young, but... I thought she did great.
I thought she was a little pitchy. I don't know.
Hey, girl. Everyone's
Yeah, I feel like the song choice maybe affected that. I didn't think it was a great song choice. I did think she sounded a little pitchy. Kelly only turned at the last minute. Blake didn't even realize that she turned at the last minute. So he thought she was done. I was surprised, too, personally. Kelly said that she turned last minute because she didn't want anybody else to turn. But... Right. And that's
she
the female she was waiting for?
No. She had already gotten that female. This was a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, is this really the female you were waiting for? Because not the strongest.
I think she did that because of Gwen. That's my
opinion.
Because Gwen's always Gwen's like, after everybody turns, she's like...
Okay, you like her? Okay, me too.
I like her. I just don't know how far she's going to get, but we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. The next contestant that we had was only a one-chair turn, which I thought to be pretty surprising. And that was Steve Canill, who sang Up to the Mountain.
Oh,
I wrote down, you better work.
My favorites. His voice gave me chills. I put his falsetto was great. Range and tone was perfect. It was just like, you know how you just have like one of those days it was almost like taking a pill. That just, you know, makes you feel, like, better, like, when, like, you don't feel good. I'm almost like a pain reliever.
Oh, yeah. Question, though.
Yes.
Don't you think they'll probably pair up Ricky Brady and Steve Nill? I could see them being in a battle round together because they're both, like, gospel.
Listen, his voice was, I mean, it was just like soothing. It was just, again, like I said, it was almost like a painkiller. Like, you know, after you take a painkiller when you're in so much pain, you're like, oh, good.
Yeah, he had a great rasp. He had a great control, great range. He took it high, too. I loved that. Yes. Honestly, I literally wrote in my notes, how are they not all turning? This should have been a four-chair turn.
Yeah.
I think it was
probably at a time, like, you know how, I mean we don't know how long these auditions are.
Into it, yeah.
But, you know, they're like, yeah, he sounds good, but I'm just ready to go.
Yeah.
Which is sad because he was so good. He should have been four chair.
They don't know when they're actually going on stage. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we had a two chair turn that came up next with Destiny Rain, To Make You Feel My Love.
Yeah,
I
she's beautiful.
Really enjoyed her too. Now, I really enjoyed this whole episode. Nashville, Tennessee, two chairs.
Better.
Gwen and John. Gwen turned after John did. Gwen said, I would have stand up and let you see my outfit. She said, let me stand up.
Listen, yeah. I love Gwen, but I feel like Gwen's way of trying to get people is really flashing herself.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I just feel like she's always like, I can give you personality. I can show you personality. Look at my outfit. I don't know.
And it's just kind of like... Okay, because, well, we're not going to talk about the last contestant yet, because even though she was amazing, but I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like she was kind of like when Gwen did... Like, well, whenever Gwen did that to her, she was kind of like, okay.
But in previous episodes, Gwen has surprised me. She's been really good at pitching.
Gwen is an amazing pitcher, but I feel like when she gets out there and she shows people her outfit, that's her way of trying to get you to... Get
draw
out of the
them
idea.
In.
Right.
I'm the rock star.
She's trying to draw you in with her looks versus being a coach. I'm like, come on, Gwen.
Yeah. Well, Destiny ended up going with Team John.
Yeah. So. She was amazing.
She was really good.
Oh, man. She was so sweet, so pure. I just loved her. Yeah. She was amazing.
She was
really
definitely one of my favorites. So I'm excited to see how far she goes.
Yeah.
Great coach in Team John. Another one that we have coming up, Joe James, who unfortunately didn't get any chair turns. It ain't over till it's over. He had lost a ton of weight down to as high as he was 300 pounds.
Oof.
Unfortunately,
wow.
John said it was too many ideas and not cohesive enough. And Kelly and Gwen said, we only have one spot left.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
We don't know when these contestants actually come up. But it seems like whenever they come up, it's just like maybe at a time when all the judges are done.
Exactly.
And that's what's so sad. Maybe they would have turned if they had a completely open team. Right? I thought he was good. He was fun, but he wasn't great.
He wasn't.
But he was fun.
Unfortunately, he wasn't great, and he didn't get any turns. But
it's all good.
But let me tell you someone that did get some turns.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Let's get to our last contestant of the night. And I have to say, if not the best contestant of both nights, and that was Kalia Lene singing Best Part. I said that she was beautiful. She had married young, said kids young, so she never really got the chance to really fulfill this dream of hers. Four chair turn. John said, you were mesmerizing, passion. I loved every choice you made. He said, you come with the defending voice champ. John sings to her. This is the person that he sings to and says that she can win the show. Gwen, apparently her thing was Anita Baker, First Records. Kelly said, you were jazz sounding. Kelly said, Blake is tired of it. You needed to pick a new coach. I loved their banter.
And Blake literally followed Gwen.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I felt like Blake and Gwen didn't really know what to say. So they were like, I love you. You're great. Pick me. And then John's like, four-time champ.
Basically.
How we doing? Okay, mesmerizing. She's very likable, too. She was extremely likable.
Yeah.
She's going to go really far.
Kelly stood.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Kelly John. I put that she was the epitome of perfection.
Okay.
I like her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's...
She was. I mean, she was so... It's pointless to even talk about how good her voice is. I personally liked something she said. She was inspiring her kids and said, there's no expiration date on your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I love that so much.
And she had two beautiful daughters. Like, come on. Give it up for single moms taking care
and
of their
And her voice was just amazing.
Yeah.
Four chair turn. All right.
Yes. So many amazing voices. Yes.
I would
be a proud daughter, too. But I want to get into our special segment right now. Hit it with us. With Where Are They Now, Nima?
Listen, okay, we have a Where Are They Now from one of our contestants who was actually in the 2016. Sorry, guys. He auditioned for season 11. It is Mr. Billy Gilman. And he was actually on Team Adam Levine. He was one of the runner-ups. Now, shortly after, he got a beautiful letter that was sent to him by the senator of Rhode Island, which is actually where he's from. They wrote this letter saying, "It gives me such a great pleasure to extend warm welcomes congratulating you on your wonderful performance at season 11 of The Voice. I am sure your performance has made the entire family very, very proud, as much as Rhode Islanders." Shortly after that, well, a little bit more recent, Billy Gilman actually wrote a song called Soldier, and it has been a song that is primarily to the LGBTQ community. It's called Soldier, and this is a song that he says that is very heartfelt to him. He wrote it because he says that there's so much hatred and race discrimination, and he wanted to find a way to be able to connect people and allow them to understand that, hey, everybody who's experiencing the discrimination, that you are a soldier. Not to mention, this song was actually used to be in a recent campaign that he's doing. It's called the Muscular
Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Muscular Dystrophy Association, which he's a proud sponsor and he actually came out with a campaign that says, "I will continue to be a soldier for the copious amounts of kids and adults living with the neuromuscular disease." So give it up to Mr. Billy Gilman. He is actually still doing so much more outside of The Voice. Not to mention, he actually won a couple of Grammys. So he's doing a great job.
All right. That was awesome. Girl, hit us with that news and gossip real quick.
Let's do it. So, Nick Jonas announced it on Ellen that he will be a judge on season 18 of The Voice. He will be replacing Gwen. I am sad to be losing Gwen. Your face. I'm sad, but I am so excited about Nick. I love Nick. And it was really funny because when they announced it on Ellen, Ellen surprised Nick with some videos from the judges. Blake said, "Listen, I think you're too young to be a judge on this show, so bring it on. I am going to beat you." John and Kelly both said, "You know what? We need to make an alliance. We need to beat Blake. If nothing else, we need to beat Blake." I loved that so much. I thought it was hilarious. Nick responded by saying, "You know what? I may be young, but I've had a 20-year career, so I can do this."
Hey,
it's going to be good. He's very competitive. It's going to be interesting.
And cute.
Yes.
I am so excited for that. That's going to be... I love him.
I do, too.
He's going to be an amazing one. And not, I mean, and he's really cute. But, I mean, he ain't single. He's married.
No, he's married.
To Priyanka Chopra. Priyanka Chopra.
I think he's going to bring a definite new energy to the group.
Yes.
And a much-needed new energy to the group. So, that'll be really cool. So, I want to go ahead and get into our predictions. And
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And make sure you just hit us with your social media after we do those predictions. So...
My prediction is that Team Legend is going to get some more amazing people because Team Legend is going to win. And my social media is Nema Sky, NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms.
Yes.
Okay, for my prediction, it's either going to be John or Kelly. I'm having a hard time choosing. But if John wins, I'd love it because then that's 2 years in a row beating Blake, and that would be amazing. My social media, you can find me at I am Bolly Girl, IAMBOLLY Girl. So, yeah.
All right. My prediction is, I definitely think it's going to be Kelly or John, but I'm going to have to go with Team Kelly because that's my girl. And if I was on The Voice, I would pick her. And you can find me on social media, on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. We love you guys and make sure you tune in with us to next week so we'll be talking more auditions. See you next time, guys.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.